You see, sometimes when something happens, I say, why? And why did that happen? Why, God? And I'm just emotionally ragged, right, during that time. Now, if God would tell me the answer at that moment, it wouldn't make any difference. It won't heal you up like that. Why, God, why? Well, it's because of the consequences of sin, of so-and-so, and this happened here, and that happened there, and that's why this. It wouldn't help us. You see, God knows that if He gives us an answer to something at a certain time in life, it really won't help you, and you won't even accept it. What you need is healing to your ragged soul.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, pastored by Dr. Wayne Cordero. At one time or another, we've all had questions we would like to ask God. How did He create the universe? Did He really make everything in just 6 days? And what about dinosaurs and cavemen? They're not mentioned in the Bible. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that it's okay to have questions about God. He won't hold it against you. It's all part of the process of faith. But just before the message, we're going to bring you a few minutes of worship from New Hope.
Oh Lord, we love You. In this morning of joy, we may also experience sorrows, but we will worship You. In times of helplessness, Lord, we will still worship You. Let's sing to our Lord.
I know that You are strong. I know You're more than able to save me from whatever ever comes my way. I know You are a healer. I know You can deliver. I know that You can rescue me. You move it away that I would not have planned.
Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, More Questions Than Answers.
You want God to reveal more to you? Yeah. Would you write down a number two? Start with this. Obey what He's already revealed. About forgiveness, about grace, about understanding, about relationships, maturity. Obey what He's already revealed. This is super important. You know why? Because if I can't obey what He's already revealed to me, why should He reveal anything else? Because if I am unfaithful in little, I'll be unfaithful in much. So the Lord says, start with that. Start with what I've already revealed to you. Obey that. Apply that. And when I see that you are able to steward, is the word, the knowledge that I've already given to you, I will be able to add more. And reveal more, because I'll know that you'll steward that well. But if you don't steward the knowledge that I've already given you, why should I give you more? You'll become dangerous. The knowledge that I give to you about somebody and their error, you'll use it to defame or demean rather than to pray and encourage and understand how people are. So if I give you knowledge and I don't steward that, why should He give me any more? I'll get dangerous with it. I'll become a gossip, someone who spreads rumors, someone who spreads slander. So if I want God to reveal more, giving me more insight, then I've got to make sure that I steward well, as best I know how, the knowledge that He's already given me for His use and for His glory. And when I'm faithful to that and I'm accountable to that and I obey that, He'll be delighted to open up the windows of heaven and show me more. I think my favorite story is in Luke chapter 11, when you remember when Jesus turned over the money changers at the temple and drove out those selling doves, and all the Pharisees and Sadducees got really upset. And they came to Him and said, who gives you this authority to do this kind of stuff? And Jesus counter-questions them and says, let me ask you a question, and if you answer it, then I'll answer your question. Deal?
Deal.
Okay, the assignment of John the Baptist. Was that like a God-given assignment? You know, John the Baptist, a guy that wore camel's hair and leather belt and ate grasshoppers and crickets. And so they said, Jesus said, is his assignment from God? Because he was calling people to repentance and people were repenting of their sins and being baptized. But the Pharisees wouldn't go. Pharisees wouldn't be baptized. They said, no, because of their pride, not because of what they knew that they needed repentance. It's because of their pride, which caused them to refuse to be forgiven or repent. The assignment of John, was that a God-given assignment or just like made up, like it was a Halloween costume that he put on? Was that God or was it man? Well, now they're stuck because they knew if they say, well, it was from God, then Jesus is going to question them. Okay, well, if it was from God, how come you didn't repent? So they have to go into a committee meeting. So they all get together. They get in a huddle, 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 huddle. They come around. What do we say? Is it from God or from man? Well, you know, if we say it's from God, then Jesus is going to say, then why didn't you guys get baptized and repent? Yeah, and we don't want to repent. No. Well, if we say it's from man, and it's just like a Halloween costume, you know, thing, contest, well, there's people out here that really do love John the Baptist, and their lives were changed by repenting, and they're going to get mad at us. Yeah, so we can't say it's just from man. So what do we say? I don't know. Oh, say that. What? I don't know. Huh? Just say we don't know? Yeah, just say we don't know. Okay, you say that. Okay, all right, I'll back you up. Okay. Ready? Break. All right. And they come, this is true. They come to Jesus. Jesus said, well, is it from God or from man? We don't know. And then the Lord says something really interesting. Let's read the scripture. Now, Jesus is going to answer those guys, all right? Here, let's read it. Go. And answering Jesus, they said, we don't know. He also said to them, then neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Yeah, you see, this is what Jesus was saying. If you guys aren't willing to be accountable to the truths you already know, why should I reveal to you more truths that you don't yet know? It's not going to help you at all, is it? And if we have questions that we want answered, one of the best things to do is first establish your starting point so that you're not just drifting and gullible to whatever. Establish that starting point and then obey what the Lord's already revealed to you. Do the best you can. and you watch him begin to reveal to you all kinds of insights and understanding about things, about people, about your life. Because he knows that you will be accountable. So you say, okay, where do we start? Write down number 3. Pursue the Lord and he will answer. Pursue the Lord and he will answer. That's exactly what Jeremiah 29:13 says. Let's read that. Go. You will seek me and find me when? When you search for me with all your heart. You're going to go after him. You see, because the Lord knows that as I pursue the Lord, no, not doubt the Lord, not say, if you don't tell me, then make kind of like ultimatums with God. No, that's a lack of faith. But if I say, Lord, I've got this question, and I pursue him, no, not just an answer, I pursue the God of all answers, not just knowledge, the God of knowledge, not just wisdom, the God of wisdom. And when I pursue, not gifts, the giver of gifts, then I receive all those things because it's all found in a relationship with Christ. Pursue him. And something happens to you and me when we're on our knees and rubbing our knees in the carpet and we're struggling with stuff, yet persevering, it burns away some pride. It burns away reticence. It burns away some flesh. It burns away a little bit of arrogance. And we start to mature in this process from unanswered questions to having them answered right here as we pursue him. Maturity takes place. Perseverance takes place. Consistency. Getting rid of pride, there's a humility, and then the Lord answers because he knows now we can steward that answer. But it's going to require pursuit or persistence. There's a story in Luke 11 about this when he gives a story about a guy asking his neighbor for bread. He says, just say that there, you know, you're in this house and at midnight, a buddy comes and knocks at your door at midnight. And it's a friend of yours you haven't seen for a while, he says, and he needs something to eat. He's hungry. You look in your cupboards and they are bare. So you go to your neighbor, who's another friend of yours, and you knock on their door and they yell down, what? Hey, I need some bread. It's midnight, says Elwin. It's midnight. Go home. And you keep knocking. The Bible says you keep knocking. Hey, go home. Everybody's in bed. No, I need bread. I've got a friend on a journey. No. Now, you're friends with your neighbor, but here's what Jesus says. It's really interesting. Let's read the scripture. Go. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Be persistent. Be persistent. Because in the persistence, maturity takes place, growth takes place, understanding takes place. You remember when I said how God said in Genesis 18 and verse 17, he said, shall I hide from Abraham what will be of him? Because he will be a great man. Father of many nations, but I've got to hide from him that right now. He won't understand what's going on. And I thought, why do you hide stuff from us, God? That leaves us with unanswered questions. But I'm going to give you a faith, because listen, you got to hear this. You miss everything, catch this. The greatest faith is not a faith that has all the answers. The greatest faith is a faith that's able to hold unanswered questions and still follow God. You understand that? Because sometimes we think, oh, that guy's got such a great faith because he knows everything. No, the greatest faith of all is not a faith that has all the answers. It's a faith that's able to sustain unanswered questions while yet following Christ and the assignment for your life nevertheless. God says, now that's a great faith. And as I put those questions in my basket, can I just say this? God has been faithful, faithful, faithful to answer every single one in due time. Well, you say, well, what happened in between? Well, you just had unanswered questions. Growth. You see, sometimes when something happens, I say, why? Why did my mom die? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why, God? You must not love me. No, I stop and say, why, God? And I'm just emotionally ragged, right, during that time. My soul is bleeding because I'm human. Now, if God would tell me the answer at that moment, it wouldn't make any difference. It won't heal you up like that. Why, God, why? Well, it's because of the consequences of sin of so-and-so, and this happened here, and that happened there, and that's why this. And the wages of sin is death, and that's the laws of the universe. Yeah, but why? It wouldn't help us. You see, God knows that if he gives us an answer to something at a certain time in life, it really won't help you and you won't even accept it. What you need is healing to your ragged soul. You need wholeness to broken emotions. That's why the Lord says, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you answers. I'll give you rest. The Lord is saying, I'm going to heal you, make you whole. And as you become whole, now make sure, though, that you don't have, when you don't have answered questions, you don't make that as a premature conclusion. Say, well, obviously God doesn't exist, and you turn into bitterness. No, don't let questions turn into doubt and bitterness. Faith sustains you during that time. And as I grow and heal up, there'll be a time where he pulls you on the side of the road and says, remember that question? It's time for you to understand, because you're able to now. And if I told Abraham back here, it would have messed up his future. I'm going to hold it. Just now, I'm beginning to understand a lot of things about how I was raised and why God allowed this and why he allowed that. Because the Lord knew that I would have to come to a point where I have a greater amount of grace and compassion and forgiveness. And there are some things that happened that weren't that good. But now when God reveals what happened and why it happened, you know what I can say? It's all right. It's okay. I'm fine. And you didn't get this and you didn't get that of an inheritance or whatever. I can say, back then I couldn't, but now I can say, it's all right. God, you are my all in all. And I can say that with a genuine heart. You see what happens is all these questions were waiting in that basket. And the Lord says, now you have enough grace and maturity and forgiveness. Let me tell you what happened. And I can say, it's wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because my soul has been healed by my relationship with him and a faith that sustains us. God will be faithful to answer questions, but not at a point where it'll destroy you. And you got to trust him. Your starting point is so incredibly important. A friend of mine went in for surgery some time ago, and before they even did surgery, they sent him home. You know why? Because he had a bad cold. And you know what they said? You have to have a measure of health in order that when we deal with the problem, you'll be able to heal up quickly. But if you don't have that measure of health, we will deal with the problem on the inside of you and you won't heal up. And God knows that as well. There's got to be a measure of health and maturity so that when God deals with the problem, you heal up really fast. It's all right. Over here, you wouldn't. God is all wise. And if you'll trust him, I guarantee you that every question you have, he will answer. And when you get that understanding, you will grow in insight, not in bitterness. You'll grow in depth. You'll grow in maturity. You'll grow in knowledge, and you'll steward it well. Our God is wise, and what he wants to do is give you a faith that's greater than unanswered questions. And you will represent him well. And one day you'll turn around and say, our God is so great. So strong and so mighty, there's nothing our God cannot do. Amen. Amen. With your heads bowed, you might be here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I need to establish that starting point. I really haven't. I mean, I know about God, but I need to establish him as my starting point. That there is truth and error, that there is deception. And I've got to make sure that if it doesn't align with what God has said and the Bible says, then I don't want to be gullible. I want to have that discernment. And I want to be able to receive a faith that is greater than unanswered questions, because we'll all have unanswered questions. And if we're only as big as our answers, then we won't be very big. And we'll be impeded in our growth for years until we get answers that satisfy us. I don't want to live that way. I want to live beyond unanswered questions and a faith that's greater. Well, it's going to require you to have a starting point, and that is to open your heart to the God of all knowledge and wisdom. For the scripture says, in Christ are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It'll have to be beyond us, and you're going to bet your life on something. Can I persuade you and challenge you and encourage you to put your faith in Christ? He who is the creator of the universe, the Bible says that he's created all things. Because that is God, the God of all creation. And in order to help us understand this God of all creation that's bigger than even our mind can grasp, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came as a man so that we'll understand God a little bit more. That's God in the flesh. And in the end, we won't be tested on dinosaurs. We won't be tested on Cro-Magnon man. We won't be tested on all of those things. What we will be tested on is this. You'll hear the Father say, "What did you do with my son? Did you make him your friend, or did you cast him aside?" That's what the Bible's about. And today, if you've never opened your heart to Jesus, please do so. It'll be the most eternal decision you'll ever make in your life. And if you're here and you say, "You know, Wayne, I don't understand all there is to understand about God, but I do understand this. I need a Savior, and I need forgiveness, and I need a new beginning." If that's you, and you want to say yes to his invitation when he says, "Come follow me," right now, would you raise a hand? And in doing so, you're just simply saying yes to Jesus. "Yeah, Lord, I need your forgiveness." "Yeah, okay, yeah, all right." You're saying yes to him. "Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah." Anyone else? Say, "Yeah, I need to say yes to the Lord. I need forgiveness. I need a new beginning." "Okay, yeah, you too." "Yeah, all right, you too, brothers." "Yeah, both of you." "Yep, you too, sister." "Yeah, yeah, okay, all right, you too." "Yep, you too, yeah." That's the most eternal decision you'll ever make. And if this is the first time you're making his decision, please stop outside. There's a concierge table and a yes table. Ask them for a yes packet. In it is a Bible and some follow-up material. They'll give it to you for free. And then the Growing Deep, Growing Strong course that's coming up. That's your first stop after coming to know Christ. That'll help you immensely. Make sure you sign up for that. But let's all renew our hearts to Christ, especially those of you that made this decision for the first time. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for me, that I might have life everlasting. I turn from my sins and I turn to you. Please give me a new beginning. I trust you. And so now I say this, so everyone hears, so I can hear myself, so you can hear me, and the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, that's a cry of our hearts. Thank you for accepting and embracing us and giving us a faith that sustains us even with unanswered questions until you answer, and you will. You'll answer them all. Thank you for knowing us better than we know ourselves. We trust you. We pursue you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Welcome these who made that decision for the first time.
Christ alone, I place.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled More Questions Than Answers by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening.
In every victory, let it be said of me, our source of strength, our source of hope is Christ. Christ alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said, give of me my source of strength, my source of hope. Alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. is Christ alone.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha.